In reality, we do not speak with each other, but we communicate with the help of the mind. He said further, we have come into contact with you and to give you a warning of great dangers. Do not look for other worlds before you have your own world in order, and brotherhood and peace is created. There is peace in our world and brotherhood, neither hatred nor envy and greed. You will need a long time to have it as us, right now. My friend, I cannot stay longer, but if you want, we can come back in 3 days of your time, at the same hour, just back to this place. I said yes. He asked me to take something from the spaceship, which I did. He then bowed and went into the flying object. The play of colors began again. The airship rose from the ground. As a bullet it chased vertically upwards. How long it took until it disappeared in the sky, I could not determine. The encounter and the impressions that I experienced left me with amazed excitement, simply no other way to say it. With my arrival and return march, the whole event had taken place in about an hour. Next headline, second experience. The spaceship was coming back. With great excitement I already anticipated the next meeting. At the appointment on the third day, I had to wait about 15 minutes before I saw that described color play. Now I knew that the strangers were coming back. I was a little relaxed but had had things to think of in the last few days. I had come to believe that what I experienced was a real affair. The spaceship came closer and landed exactly on the place as before. The door opened, the stairs were raised again, and the stranger appeared in the doorway. He did not step out of the door this time, but stayed inside standing, and waved his hand, inviting me to enter the flying object. Despite curiosity, I had to fight my abdominal pain, which I got, because what would I suppose could happen if I went to the interior of the ship so defenseless? I did not want to show my fear, so I went to the stairs, struggling with myself. The stranger must have noticed my fear. He smiled and said, "Dear friend, do not worry, nothing will happen to you." I was glad that I could not see my own brave figure, as I felt miserable, to the absolute misery. A thousand thoughts crossed my mind, if I was taking the wrong step now? Next headline. The interior. Finally I was inside. Expectant and at the same time, inner panic plagued me, as I surrendered to my fate. At least that's what I felt. The stranger bowed once more, described a circular motion with his hand, and said, "We wish you a sincere welcome." It was all the form of a strange atmosphere. I saw a round room, about 3 meters high, everything looked like of glass. A round catwalk, about 2 meters wide. The parapet on the inside led along, had in one place a round disc, which looked like one TV screen, just bigger, about 5 meters in diameter. The stranger led me up to parapet. Footnote equals roasting, low, wall, handrails etc. as protection, on balcony, in stairs, etc., or cornice, lowest part of a wall, from the floor up to the bottom of, end footnote. From there again a few steps higher, in the pulpit of the flying object. There I found two strangers. A female and a male person. While at the performance, my companion said, "May I take you to my brother and sister?" I realized later that these people talked to each other as brother and sister. In the pulpit there were 4 chairs and in-between appliances, as for me were unknown. The habitable objects consisted of the vitreous material, that I have noticed, mentioned several times. Next headline. Flight through space. After looking around, my companion led me back into the circular room. Everything had changed there. The light was diminished except for at twilight. The round glass was illuminated. You could see quick white dots flitting across the screen. The sight of this disc reminded me of a large telescope watching the starry sky. My companion alerted me to a larger dot on the screen and said, "See, that bright spot is your sun. We are already far from your star system. Do not be afraid, you will return safely to your home planet at the appropriate time." He then said, "We are now approaching my home, the Alpha Centaur system. It must have taken a while, I do not know how long, Everything got dark on the glass screen. I could not think properly anymore. Everything seemed to be blurry. Everything around me began to change. All the objects seemed to be enlarging. Everything looked distorted, like in a water level that starts to move. I felt a strong pressure on my body. I felt like I was falling apart, as if my skin or flesh was expanding colossally. Exactly here is the dimension jump occurring, in the materialized state. Runo remark, comment, while reading this scan in October 2019 and correcting for scan errors. My thoughts jumped. I felt as if I could anticipate. I thought on a big star that came up to me. At that moment the window got light again. The pressure eased, my thoughts arranged themselves again and the environment also normalized to the old condition as before. After the hyper jump, RO.comment, after a while, when I calmed down, I asked my companion, what the peculiar state has meant. He owed me the answer by making me understand that it would be too complicated to explain that to me. On the screen now was presented a very different picture. I saw a whole bunch of large and small points of light that increased in size. In the middle of this, many points of light showed a particularly large point, which my companion called his home planet. I saw all the stars that surrounded this world body, in all directions, from us outgoing from the field of vision. The spaces between the individual stars were becoming increasingly larger. You could watch exactly how the spaceship on the planet, which is the home planet of my companion. Men could, based on the speed anticipated, with what speed the spaceship in space continued to be moving. In addition came the optical impressions and the space silence that you could literally feel. It worked on my nerve center. A worldwide sentiment overcame me, of unspeakable greatness, which one could not describe, but can only be experienced. Next headline. The landing. After a while, we came so close to the planet that we already had details we could recognize on the surface. My companion told me that we were soon at our destination arrival, the beacon would already have taken to land us safely, as to be able to. The landing area was a big place, it shone like metal or ore. It looked as if their whole surface had been cast in one piece, it was mirror smooth. When the spaceship reached its landing place, the door opened, the stairs was extended again and we went to the shiny surface of the metal-like substance. I saw a pulpit-like object floating towards us, holding before us. My companions invited me to board. Without a guide, we floated off to 300-400 meters, as we had to get off again. Next headline. Other gravitational conditions. We were standing in front of a huge building. It looked like a big dome-shaped hall. My companion told me to run carefully and as little as possible unnecessary moving, because the attraction of their planet is lower than ours on the Earth. I also noticed that running was much easier. I felt like I was running on feathers. After a few steps, it started, I just felt as from the ground, a floating feeling, away. I must have been too strong. My companions had this probably already expected. They pulled me back nimbly, holding my legs, back again on the ground. This sense of being light is hard to describe. You come like a balloon that strives to go upstairs. Anyway, I had to be terribly careful not to make more leaps in the air. Next headline. A station and local transport. As we entered the hall, I saw many people walking on escalators and was transported away. Here I could see many types of human types. Some looked similar to our Chinese and Japanese. It was a colorful mess. My own person did not attract attention. I think I was not specially noticed. We also went on one of these platform walks and rolled away. After a while, it then went downwards, about 20 feet deep into the underground. We ended up again on a platform like footbridge. There drove some like brisk objects, similar to our subways. The compartments again had armchair seatings from the same glassy-like material. On one of the walls was a screen that constantly lit up still new characters, which left. The fonts was similar to the Chinese fonts. After a few minutes we arrived, at our seemingly goal and the train stopped and we got out. On a staircase we rolled up again. Arrived there, I was amazed. I was expecting a city based on earthly patterns. That was not so. Next headline. Buildings in flower arrangements. There was a wild park-like terrain, with trees and shrubs. Flowers-like growths, which was arranged on the ground in star form, with an indescribable aromatic scent. This gave me a fantastic eye candy, with a plant world not comparable with such on our Earth. In the area were cube-like buildings, in different shades. My companions went to one of these buildings. It was white and bigger than the others. In the house of the prince/leader, we came into a hall-like room with tall pillars of material that looked like ours on Earth, of rock crystal. In the middle was a semicircular table and in the background some armchairs. Before the table were small stools. The middle armchair behind the table was larger than the others, also made of the same vitreous material as I already had seen in Slash from the spaceship. The other chairs had different colors. My companions spoke German and told me that we would be introduced to their chief. He is called as we used to call a chief on Earth, Prince. Next headline. Urgent speech. When the so-called Prince appeared, I was introduced as usual. No handshake, just a bow, a smile and a welcome. He invited us to sit in stools. Then only after we had sat down, did the chief sit down. At first I did not understand anything that my companion spoke to his prince about, it was only a few words. That was the first time I did not understand anything. The people were for me most unusual. Then the head turned to me and said, "Stranger, we would like to help earthlings, but you do it to us especially difficult. You are not peaceful, so mentally and technically very backward. The main reason, the missing peacefulness, as you disregard, so you cannot make rapid development. Only with unity and freedom, not through hatred and greed, can high goals be achieved. If one has not yet created a unity in one's own local place/camp, one still has to go through many ways of purification. Just like a gemstone in the raw state, must go through many stages of processing, until it reaches its finished full glorious level. Similar must the human race rise by its own power and own work. Because you Earthmen are still far from it." He further said, "You will need many more Earth years to come close to these levels, steps, said in -59, to reach the stage that separates you from us. What you think of in your progress in spiritual as well as in material terms, is the pointless combat, wars and again wars. The wars hinder you most in further training of your civilized ascension. Finally," he said, "we want to help you and will help you if you Earthman earnestly strikes yourself and does execute everything to the good in every form." Dash. After this conversation, the head said goodbye and said he wished us Earthlings would make our own a few steps higher. I should stay in contact with them to look around. Continues with subway/tunnel track. My companions left with me by the building. Then we came back to an entrance, which led us down into the subway, so that we came back with one of the trains. These tugs looked now very different. Next to the platform was a tubular tunnel, in which was a train, which had a cylindrical appearance and that as the tubular thing was adapted it. This lug had several openings that slide like doors which automatically opened. Behind these doors were again more doors, to which the cylinder train belonged. So you could only enter the train when both doors were opened, first the door of the tube and then the door of the train. Every time a train arrived, one heard a hiss, as if air from a valve. You could not at first see this train, because it was hidden through this enclosing tunnel. My companions explained to me that this railway was driven or advanced by high pressure. This transport did not cause any noise, only when it was moving or stopped, could you hear the hiss. My feeling was that the journey had only taken a few seconds. We had hardly sat down, before we had to get off again. We were back at a train station, where a big door opened in front of us. Behind it was a room in which we re-entered after the door blew open. One could hear hisses. Then another door opened on the opposite side and we found ourselves in a large hall that looked like an underground ravine. Next headline. Manufacturing plants. You could hear several loud noises, which became stronger with each step. My companions told me that we would now come in a custom room. After we had gone through some corridors, we came in a huge rock vault. It was impossible to estimate or determine the height and width of this space. In this vault stood machines that were larger than houses. Between the machines had wide sliding belts that carried many types of objects. In addition to these sliding belts were escalator-like catwalks on which people were transported back and forth. Similar idea? You could see how they left the sliding belts on the machines or climbed. My companions told me that what I thought was not human, but robot-like mechanisms in human form. People do not work, he said to me. Your job is to monitor these robots and machines. Diet pills. Particularly interesting for me was an apparatus or machine that was in a rock wall, making something that had to be poured. One could only see the front. The other one was in, against the rock wall. This front had an opening next to the other from which round leaflets came out in 50 pfennig size. My companions told me that this apparatus would produce nutritional tablets. I was given 2 pieces of it to attempt. They were about the same taste as cocoa and vegetables. That was strange that after a few minutes I had a saturated feeling, as if I just had taken one big meal. I also felt a tremendous physical strength and a spiritual freshness that I had never possessed on Earth. When I saw this variety of production, most of what I saw was, of course, incomprehensible for me. We went back to the tube train, that returned us to the starting field. Now was the time when it was said to make a goodbye to this unique, beautiful and interesting planet. Dash. Next headline. Return journey. The spaceship took me back to Earth. During the flight, it raided me such a weariness that my companion me, as I had at the starting point of this travel, so when we arrived again in my hometown, they had to wake me up. My companion said to me, if you like, we will gladly take you back. We agreed to meet again, according to earthly time, in 8 days at the same time and same place. Dash. This trip and the visit took the period from 18.30 to 3.00 clock in the early, 8.5 hours. Third experience. Second flight to the Centaur area. 8 days later. Dash. When I was back on the planet of the Centaurs, they invited me into contact with the humans of this planet. I was taken to an area with an air glider, which will remain unforgettable for me. From the glider I saw a blue at a distance of a few kilometers, a mountain range. As we approached, I discovered round, funnel-shaped buildings at the foot of these mountains, but in the reverse funnel shape, so tapers up, and inserted therein were prefabricated dwellings with terrace-like gradations, with plants and trees. My companions told me that these dwellings belonged to the general public. You could choose an area that suits you best and also a suitable habitation, house/flat type ? You stay there just as long as it pleases you. Dash. If one is fed up with the area there, you look for a different area and a different habitation to live. Dash. Next headline. Economic, educational and social structure. Since there is no money or distractions on these planets, everything is completely, fully available for everybody. Breaking crimes as on Earth, was impossible because of the freedom of the occupants. If someone needs anything, as clothing, etc., they goes into the distributor cities and get what is needed. This is just what the cosmic clear-sighted, Danish-born, Martinus wrote about 100 years ago, in his Cosmic Analyses, in which he described, among other things, how he saw the future society on Earth to be in 500-3000 years. Rune comment. See www.martinus.dk plus see also http://galactic.no/rune/moneyends.html. I see who these people are, seemingly completely uneasy, their living conditions was happy. Only one thing struck me, I saw no kids around, as it is common with us on Earth. I then asked my companion. They told me, children was not to see. It gives them educational centers, to which the children are until they are mature. They were not re-educated by the human's hand, but by highly qualified ones, as robots created, which had all human traits. Only to individual education would be given selected human persons beforehand. Unfortunately, I could not entertain, see all these men of the stars. Not all had all these gifts or abilities, in the way of the spirit, who you call it, as you with me now speak. Suppose they mean telepathy, RORAM. I wanted to know, for how many years, age, is it usual for you to marry? The answer was they did not marry as we do, because it is not so good for anyone. Commentroon as we also see here on Earth now with all of this breaking marriages. A covenant in the form we were here have on Earth would only be obstructive, hindrance in the lives of these people. It is even more difficult to feel in the psyche of these people. If I did, lifetime lead the people before the eyes, I come to the end, then this people only devote to social things. It's hard to empathize, understand the psyche of these people. If I look at the way of life of those people in mind, I come to the conclusion that these are only dedicated for people to social issues. They know obligations only in the small measure. When I now saw everything as these people enjoyed their lives, I missed a certain life content. I could not imagine having ones with so few duties can lead a happy life. Maybe I have too little knowledge on them, too short time accordingly, seen. An alliance, marriage, in the form of how we do it on Earths would only be a hindrance in the lives of these people. Next headline. Between / short flights to a neighboring area. After I finished my inspection, they brought me back to the airport. They told me that before they would bring home, would take me to one of their neighboring planets, and show me the results of how this human race had been playing with uncontrolled forces of nature. The flight to these planets was, he said, through millions of kilometers. My companion made me understand, as they had one particular reason, to bring me to this place in the world. Softly. The inhabitants of these planets, you will soon see, have gone through a fertile stage. It's worth for you of Earth, to pay attention, if is not to be experienced, for you, as well. Next headline. Planet of Horror. There, the planet came slowly closer and became more obvious from time to time, moment to moment. If one could recognize all the details of the planets, our trip would be interrupted. One of my companions explained to us that it was impossible to say how this planet would develop further in the coming times. That means, the planet had as we what here is on Earth said been radioactive. These human races, which was very cultivated, had undergone a cruel fate. They had, like a human case, been manipulating nuclear forces and then lost control. They created nuclear equipment and brought themselves to downfall. That was what you saw, said my companion. It is what is remnant of this irresponsible cruel game. - What I had to look at, you could hardly change into words. Crumpled and degenerated vegetation, completely silent from the beings that were once humans, as we were, bodies were bent along the ground, along legs and arms. Partly we saw the skin as poisonous green. Heads, without neck, all in one piece. Through the magnification disc in the spaceship we could see everything exactly, each movement of these beings was registered. Some creatures looked like crocodiles. They had a shabby armor around, looking as if they were illuminated. These beasts had length from a small size to an estimated 5-6 meters in length. - There were beings that still had some of human form. They were fighting inexplicable ways with the other beings, without even they could use their bodies or limbs into function. Everything that was in the close proximity was out of power to do anything. These were living, when all culture was destroyed, in hollow housings. My companion explained to me that they cannot come into contact with these living beings can, because of the planet as it went through many atomic explosions and so charged with radioactively, and other effects of the compacted field on their magnetic belt of this unlucky planet. Next headline. The big warning. Further, he said to me, "For this reason, we have strained to warn you, not to make the same or similar mistakes as those poor beings, who are close to you down there. In case of emergency, we could be forced to go against the unforeseen actions. Essentially, so-called nuclear weapons make us worry through a possible nuclear war. A planet may be out of its orbit, and could be driven out of the Sun system and into the universe, which again could possibly make a collision with another planet." Those were the words that my companion said about the humans and the Earth's affairs. Then a man brought me back to Earth. The departure was between 18 and 19 o'clock, the return exactly at midnight. Next headline. Mother ships. In space I saw 5 to 6 big size spaceships, see drawing front or below, inside our solar system. Their locations were in the experimental station, about which purpose I will report in the next section. From the experimental station were adjacent possible to see world bodies, however, there was no occasion to ask because the intersection station was so interesting that I was not able to make any questions of who and where the next planet, except the Earth, was and is. 4. Experience. Long distance station with vegetation experiments. After the second encounter with the centaurs, I once again had a meeting, somewhat later. I cannot remember exactly the date of this meeting. Anyway, it had to be between 8 and 14 days after the last meeting. They took me back, but not far from Earth, perhaps twice the distance between Earth and Moon. As I said, I cannot say it exactly. There, the centaurs had a space station or a base. The same had the shape of a huge ball. The size could have been about a diameter of 2 kilometers. Dash. I was told that this station was really a spaceship for experiments. It was there they tried to crossbreed plants originating from our Earth, with plants of the Alpha Centauri system. It was incomprehensible to me how they could have made this station. There were trees in a big room, they were pretty size in height. They had to be several years old. I've been told that the centaurs have been here for over 20 years in our solar system, and would stay there from the time, since when the first atomic bomb was ever seen on Earth, and had exploded. The Imperium is the name of the union of all solar systems of the Alpha Centauri territory, and they had sent a survey ship at that time to determine what happened on Earth. Since then there was an ongoing surveillance. I would like to return to the experimental spaceship. As I said, the trees were already pretty big. It had been found that the vegetation of our Earth could mix with the similar of centaurs, to tolerate well. The gas mixture of our atmosphere and that of the Alpha Centauri star probably had small deviations, but just that caused one interesting vegetation. You could mainly make other flowers that were much bigger and richer in color and scent. Most plants had flamed leaves, consisting of several colors, mainly red, yellow and brown. I was told that our plant world is not completely derived from our Earth. It had been once with another vegetation before been crossed. Planet relationship. It was said, the assumption would be obvious that several millennia ago a connection existed between Mars and Earth. I was astonished when the centaurs got me revealed that they discovered remains of a past culture on Mars, which bears a great resemblance to the country we call China. Alone the characters would be authentic. They also told me that they will soon be called home from here, another group of people would replace them here. This group of people would be closely related to us by blood. Dash. Race fates and tasks. I was directed to the sunken land of Atlantis. These Atlantis people were in for several thousand years, been forced to leave the Earth. At that time they had been suspected, Earth would undergo an unfavorable change because it was at that time, they an experiment dared, one of the moons that accompany our Earth. There were two or at that time, three, the centaurs did not know it for sure, to use it for another purpose. They wanted to use one of the moons to make it into a spaceship. This experiment but seems to have gone awry, it was feared that the Earth would be affected and would be drawn away. So they decided to leave the Earth and move on to another area for search. Dash. In the Alpha Centauri area, they found a given planet assigned, who was still unsophisticated. They made it arable and created themselves with the help of Empire a new world in which they live now. These Atlanteans are the ones who have offered themselves in our solar system for the monitor task.